I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I grew up outside of Columbia, South Carolina, and the summers there get very, very hot. It's one of these kinds of places that has a reputation for being hot. I don't mean to brag, but it is known as the armpit of the South. I even discovered just a few years ago, the town has kind of claimed its identity and it made a town slogan that I see now on billboards whenever I go visit my parents, Columbia, famously hot. As a kid growing up there, though, it's a little bit more difficult to feel at ease in the summers, particularly when you don't have plans. Most kids, when they get a little restless, their mothers turn them out into the yard and say, go play all afternoon. Our mother didn't do that quite as often because she was afraid we might all die of heat stroke. And I have three younger sisters, and we would find ourselves sort of in different areas of the house, languishing, bored, isolated, usually fighting over who got to be closest to the air conditioner vent as so it could blow on your face. And the afternoons just got to be so much. We would get so frustrated with each other. We would get to the point of bickering a little bit. We would just get angry about where we were, just completely disconnected and complaining and grouchy. And then, nearly every day this happened, so I don't know why we thought it was so miraculous, but nearly every day we would have this moment where a light bulb would go on and one of us would say, Aaron, do you think your friend Leanna might call? Our youngest sister, Erin, was friends with a little girl, Leanna, who lived up the road. And we were always so excited to think that Leanna might call, for lo, Leanna had a pool. And we hoped and prayed every day that she would call. The sight of that pool, just perfect and blue and cool, makes me feel refreshed just thinking about it right now. And the moment that the idea came into our heads, everything would change. All of our bickering would stop. We'd start imagining what it would feel like to jump into that cool water. And inevitably, she would call. We would race up the street, bathing suits on, towels sort of flung behind us, our mother kind of toddling after us saying, wait, don't jump in until I get there. And we would leap into that water. And it felt so good to go from being so hot and so bored and so isolated to the cool waters of that pool. And it transformed us. It made us into a community again of me and my sisters and our friend Leanna and sometimes some other neighborhood kids. We would all play. We would have so much fun. And it just felt like being made new again. I tell you that whole story to illustrate, I think, what is important for us as Christians about baptism. In baptism, we experience a lot of those same feelings. We start in a place of restlessness, maybe even a touch of frustration with who we are, wanting to change, wanting to be made new. We sort of get the anticipation of that cool water touching our foreheads, being transformed by it, being brought into community once again. And today in baptism, especially, we are drawn to water. Water is something I think is a universal symbol for so many of us. Whether you are a swimmer or not, I can't think of anyone that doesn't have a connection to water in some sort of deep spiritual way. Whether you like to walk by the ocean, or if you live near a river, or if you like swimming pools. Water is life-giving and sustaining. It's a powerful symbol for us. And you know, I was hearing that so much tonight in these scripture lessons, the story of creation. God dramatically dividing the land from the seas in that moment of creation. Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. That swarming water that brings forth life. And then in Exodus, the water that could potentially lead us to death, but leads the Israelites to freedom across the Red Sea, where the waters part dramatically and they walk across to the Promised Land and into their freedom. And then even in that wonderful Isaiah lesson, one of my favorites, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. These scripture lessons remind us that water is this powerful symbol for us. And for people of biblical times, it would have held a great deal of fear as well as a great deal of dependency. So in water, there is death. Water could drown you. Water could kill you if you drank water that had bacteria in it. It could kill you. And yet water was also what you depended on for your life. These are the symbols that we connect to in baptism, because this is what baptism is for us. It brings us to new life and yet leads us through our death. It means we die to our old selves and we rise to new life. So that's what baptism is, and that is the baptism that we are going to be celebrating tonight, that Annie and Charlotte are going to receive. And this is a powerful time and an important memory, I think, for both of these families. Because this is the time when these two girls are marked as Christ's own forever. It is this important sense of identity, and it's also a being received into the household of God. And so our job as the church is to remind them and remind each other when we forget about our baptism that you were marked as Christ's own forever. That one day we will remind you, you remember, Annie, you stood right up here and you had that water put on your head, and you were marked as Christ's own forever. And Charlotte, you were brought into the household of God tonight. The Christian life will lead you through so many ups and downs, and there'll be lots of joys in your life. There will also be lots of pain and sorrow. And as you do wonderful things as you grow up, you will experience, I think, some of those times of isolation from God, times when you forget, very ordinary times usually when we get disassociated from our faith and from God. And we're going to be here to remind you both that you belong to Jesus Christ. You are a member of the household of God. You are marked as Christ's own forever. No matter what you go through in your whole life long, God will be with you always. So, why would we celebrate baptisms tonight? What does baptism have to do with Easter and Jesus' resurrection? Well, the official theological answer to that is that through Christ's resurrection, he died on the cross and rose to new life again and transformed all of death for all of humanity, that we are made new creations through that death and resurrection. And tonight especially, we are invited to participate in that new life in Jesus Christ. So that's the official answer. But let's think about this maybe a little bit more creatively and maybe personally. Going back to my story about the swimming pool. My sisters and I would play in that pool for hours as long as Leanna's family would let us stay. And we came up with a lot of games to play in the water. My mom vetoed Marco Polo. because it just got to be a little bit too much for her having to sit there for hours watching us and having to listen to us go, Marco Polo, Marco Polo, Marco Polo. For hours, she just was like, I just can't do it. So she said, no, you cannot play that game. You're going to have to come up with some other games. So we did. We were very creative. And one of the games I remember most is having a contest as to who could do the best flip turn off of the diving board. My sisters are so much more agile and athletic and coordinated, and they could do these wonderful flip turns into the water. I, however, am a little clumsy, and time after time I try to do flip turns, and I'd end up just like belly flopping into the water over and over again. I remember one time I came up out of the water after messing up again, swimming over to the ladder, getting up and standing at the side and yelling at my sisters and saying, guys, 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 can I please just have a do-over? My brothers and sisters, resurrection means that we all get to have a do-over. We are all invited as we stand on the side of a great pool of grace. We're invited by Jesus Christ to come to this water as many times as we need to always and always have a do-over. We can always start over once again. So if you come here tonight with maybe a little frustration with your faith, maybe a little bit of restlessness, maybe a little bit of hot anger at someone or some circumstance in your life, come to these waters tonight. Remember your baptism. Remember that you have been brought into the community of faith and into Christ's own body. Remember that you are made a new creation through baptism. And as Darby chanted so beautifully tonight, let us always remember how blessed is this night when wickedness is put to flight and sin is washed away. Let us remember how holy is this night when all of us are reconciled to God. Let us always remember how wondrous is this night when we all get a do-over. We all are invited to start afresh, anew, once again. Amen.